With your Hub City Radio News, I'm Ben Root. Well, as some parts of our listening area saw some snowflakes yesterday, it brings to mind questions about what our winter will be like. Dave Hintz, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen, said that the rest of October looks to be a bit cooler.
The outlook that's out for October right now with this pattern that we're kind of in now, we're leaning toward perhaps a slightly cooler than normal October. For much of eastern South Dakota, west central Minnesota, the entire area pretty much just east of the Missouri River Valley, we're calling for just, again, small chances that will be cooler than normal for October. And a lot of that is the pattern that we're currently in.
For more on the long-range forecast, click the link on this story in the news section at HubCityRadio.com. Well, reports of West Nile are still coming in to the state health department. Despite that fact, though, state epidemiologist Lon Keitlinger says it is safe to put away that bug spray.
Well, we are seeing reports, but the reporting, there's a lag period. So the reports that we're receiving now are people that got sick a couple weeks ago, and their doctor is just getting around to being reported. But with these hard freezes, especially up in Aberdeen, you've had several very cold nights. West Nile season is done up there.
As of October 3rd, Brown County had 37 human cases reported and 33 mosquito pools had tested positive for West Nile, while 6 blood donations tested positive as well. For more statewide numbers, visit the State Department of Health website. And the southeast South Dakota town of Mitchell's reeling from a string of unrelated fires that have so far killed 2 people and caused over $1.3 million in damage. Fire officials say that through August, the damage estimates are up by more than 5 times last year's total of about $250,000. In the same time period, the total number of fires has eclipsed all of last year's, 62 to 57. For more of these stories and others, tune to KSDN Radio 930 or click the news tab at HubCityRadio.com.